Another short period of light precipitation will occur across the Midwest today. The precipitation is going to be mostly confined to the western portions of the Corn Belt and occurs late in the day. This will be mostly this evening, actually. The precipitation will come in from the Dakotas and pass into parts of Iowa and maybe parts of Missouri as we get into the evening hours. And then overnight, we'll likely see the precipitation quickly work its way through the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and we'll expect it to be quick moving enough that by the time we get to mid-morning tomorrow, most of the precipitation will already be exiting out of the region, and we'll expect the precipitation amounts, the moisture totals, to run just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 3/10 of an inch, and we'll see snow accumulate lightly across some of the area from the Dakotas into Iowa and parts of northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and northern Ohio. To the south, we'll see mostly rain, and the temperatures are going to be just close enough to freezing that some of the snow is just not likely to accumulate very well. Once this disturbance is out of the way, a ridge of high pressure will be building up across a part of the northern plains, but as that ridge builds in, there will be one more disturbance that will pass through the upper Midwest and into the Great Lakes region, and it will produce some light snowfall. This is expected to occur mostly during the day on Friday, and it will be a further northward location for the precipitation. So in other words, the lower Midwest will not see any precipitation from this event. After that, a strong surface high pressure center will settle over the heart of the Midwest. This will occur as we get out into the weekend, and it'll be just shortly after that we start seeing a strong southerly influx of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, bringing warmer air into the region, but also bringing a large amount of moisture with it. The stage will then be set for a widespread precipitation event that will occur in a couple of waves as we get into the middle part of next week. And some of the precipitation in the western Corn Belt will begin as early as Monday, and we'll see the waves of moisture ending up bringing some relief to dryness in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Well, a much larger amount of rain will occur in the lower Midwest and the Delta. Those areas will likely see excessive amounts of rainfall for a while during midweek next week, resulting in some potential for flooding, especially in the lower Mississippi River Basin and the Tennessee River Basin areas. The heart of the eastern Midwest will probably see widespread precipitation, but it may not be nearly as heavy as these areas I just mentioned. So the bottom line is most of the Midwest will be plenty wet by this time next week. In fact, by the time we get out towards Thursday of next week, there'll be some flooding that'll probably be occurring in parts of the lower Mississippi River Basin area, or at least on some of the tributaries. The temperature biases for the region will continue to be somewhat cool here for the next 2 or 3 days, but a warming is expected to occur as that setup evolves for next week's storm system. We'll expect the temperatures to become warmer biased across a big part of the Midwest. But until that happens, we're still going to be looking at some chilly conditions for another day or two. Highs this afternoon, 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest, and some 40s occurring in the south. If you happen to be traveling into the southwestern Corn Belt, temperatures from there may be in the 50s and perhaps even some 60-degree readings. The warm air will stay off to the southwest tomorrow, and we'll look for a warming trend to occur across the Midwest as we get out into the Friday through Sunday or Monday period. Temperatures, in contrast to those I just mentioned, will end up ranging from 40s and 50s in the northern Midwest during the early part of next week to 60-degree readings in the south. It would not surprise me at all to see some temperatures near or above 70 in the Ohio River Valley area and maybe parts of Missouri as we get into maybe Tuesday of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.